You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of In His Steps by Charles M. Sheldon. This book is read by Simon Vance. This recording was produced in 2006 by Hovel Audio, an audiobook imprint of Christian Audio. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that ye should follow in his steps. It was Friday morning, and the Reverend Henry Maxwell was trying to finish his Sunday morning sermon. He had been interrupted several times and was growing nervous as the morning wore away, and the sermon grew very slowly toward a satisfactory finish.
"Mary," he called to his wife as he went upstairs after the last interruption, "if anyone comes after this, I wish you would say I am very busy and cannot come down unless it is something very important."
"Yes, Henry."
"But I'm going over to visit the kindergarten, and you will have the house all to yourself."
The minister went up into his study and shut the door. In a few minutes he heard his wife go out, and then everything was quiet. He settled himself at his desk with a sigh of relief and began to write. His text was from 1 Peter 2:21. "For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that ye should follow his steps." He had emphasized in the first part of the sermon the atonement as a personal